Thank you for taking part in this very important research. My name is Claire Castillo. I am a Channel Island student. As a class project, I and my classmates are collecting the oral histories of those in Ventura County who are affected by the current economic recession. By signing the consent form that I have provided you earlier with, you have agreed to participate in this research, and or you have agreed the audio recording of this interview to be archived at the Channel Islands Broome Library. I would like to assure you that whenever you feel uncomfortable with the interview, you can take a break or you can decide to withdraw your participation in this interview. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Where were you born?
I was born in Hollywood, California.
Okay. Did you go to college?
Yes, I did. I went to University of Laverne.
And what did you study there?
I studied business administration. So I have 2 degrees, one in business administration, a bachelor's degree, and an associate's degree in computer information systems.
Okay. Describe your hardship. When did it first start?
My hardship first started back in September of 2011 when Obamacare started becoming reality and my company Amgen laid me off due to budget cuts because of the way healthcare will now be implemented. So I was laid off. That's when my hardship started.
Okay. And after you were laid off from Amgen, did you try and find another job?
I did. I found another job. I was there for about 8 months. And again, due to budget cuts because of Obamacare and the economy and things that are going on, I was laid off. So that was in November of 2012.
Okay, wow.
This current, you know, it's been 6 months now.
So after losing both of those jobs, are you looking for another job?
I'm looking for another job, yes.
What was the most surprising thing about your experience?
The healthcare was costing so much. We currently have no health insurance because the cost is $1,500 per month.
Wow.
And we can't afford that and the rest of our bills. We could do one or the other. So, having no health insurance.
So, have you gotten sick in the past and has it costed more money because of it?
Luckily, no. We've been healthy and I found that my doctor, I've had to go to the doctor twice, my husband once and myself once, and it was surprisingly, that was easy. We told them we didn't have insurance. And they charged us a lot less money because we paid cash. They didn't have to bill insurance and go through a process. So we did have health care that was more affordable.
Okay. What was the most painful part of your hardship?
Being laid off twice.
Yeah, that's hard.
That was painful. It's like, what's wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, when you're, you know, once you hit 40 and you get laid off, it's kind of a hard blow because things are a lot different out there now.
Yeah. So how did you cope with losing both jobs? Did you get any help from anyone?
Well, not anybody in particular. Just my husband, very understanding and helpful.
Yeah.
I'm receiving unemployment currently for a little while longer.
Okay. Was your family or friends, were they supportive during this time?
Oh yeah, my family and my friends are very supportive. Very helpful as far as encouraging and being there, you know, when you need to vent about things. So they've been there.
Okay. So you are receiving the unemployment,
Yes, I'm receiving unemployment benefits.
Okay. And has that helped a little bit?
Yes, that's helped. Like I said, it's helped because we live in within our means. I don't have any credit card debts or any big payments of any kind, so we're able to maintain our way of life without health insurance. So that's the only thing. It was groceries and you know, phone bill or health insurance. So that's been the only hardship.
Have you, after losing both jobs, have you had to try and budget your money more, or have you already been doing that?
I've already been doing that. I learned earlier in life to live within my means, so I don't have any credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to tighten the budget a little bit in that I had to stop getting facials and pedicures and all those extras.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. But we don't have any problems, you know, paying our bills or just living, you know. So now instead of getting a facial every month, maybe every 5 months, 4 or 5 months. I've had one in the last 6 months.
Okay. Do you blame a specific person or thing for your hardship, like the economy or the government?
I do blame the government, the way that the Democrats like to lead the country.
Mm-hmm.
Not good for business, and it causes companies, I've noticed, and it's been what I've been told by both companies, due to the economy, due to the government, the way things are going, being, you know, we're downsizing. So I do blame the government. I do blame this current specific administration for the problems. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have your views on America changed because of this?
Yes, I'm very disappointed in America. I feel like the people who are leading us now are crazy, really seriously crazy. I feel like the schools are that are teaching our children, the colleges, have gone all liberal, and it's socialism, basically. And when I was growing up, everybody was into patriotism and being an American. Now everything's all about multiculturalism and socialism. It's like you don't want anybody to be better than anyone else, so let's dumb down everyone and get everyone poor instead of, you know, the American dream where people can work hard and keep their money.
So,
yes.
Do you think the American dream has kind of, do you think it's gone completely, or do you think there's still remnants of it?
There's still remnants of it, but it's mostly gone.
Yeah. Okay. Have you learned any really important life lessons from this?
Yes, I've learned that, I can live on a lot less, and I don't need to keep up with the Joneses, and I don't need to have every kind of luxury. Like if you watch TV, you know, there's every other commercial. You can't live without this or that. So I've learned that I can be happy and live on less. I don't need to keep up with the Joneses and have lots of material things to be happy.
Mm-hmm. So even though you've gone through all this, are you still happy?
Yes, I am.
That's good.
For the most part.
So where do you think you draw your strength and happiness from, even though you've kind of fell into bad times?
Well, I draw my strength and happiness from God, from Lord Jesus Christ. I'm a Christian, and that's what drives me. That's what makes me happy and keeps me going.
Mm-hmm. And are you hopeful for the future?
You mean for myself personally, or for our country, or in general?
For both.
No. I'm scared for our country's future, the way we're going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very hopeful for it, no.
And what about for yourself and your family?
I'm hopeful for my family and for myself. I think we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you for doing this interview. That'll conclude the interview part. Is there anything else you'd like to add to the interview?
Well, I really hope that they repeal Obamacare, because I think it's really taking our country in a bad way. I know when I worked at Amgen, as they laid people off, it's because they're cutting discovery research. They're cutting their projects. So it's not about discovering a drug that can cure cancer or save people's lives. It's about discovering a drug that the government will pay for, because of the new health insurance laws. If the drug is going to be too expensive, they're not going to make it. So I think it's going to be maybe in 20 years, if we don't change the course of our new health care that we have in the Obamacare, and the things are going to be pretty sad, because there's not going to be a lot of new and innovative drugs and discoveries that can possibly help the people of the future.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else, or is that it?
Nope, that should be it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.